This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on this very special Memorial Day weekend. And we have a big program in store for you today. Of course, it is absolutely a custom for us to have my buddy Lee Greenwood, the originator of God Bless the USA's great piece of music. He'll be here from Hustle and Soul on WeTV, Chef Lawrence Page. You got to hear this. This guy is unbelievable. John King is an up-and-coming country music sensation. He'll join us. Then the Vice Admiral, John Byrd, will be here talking about Poppy Day this Memorial weekend on the Mall in Washington. Then next hour from American Ninja Warriors, Matt Eisman and Zuri Hall, Kathy Kleiner, one of the two women who survived the attacks of Ted Bundy, Dr. Sanjay Gupta from CNN, and Terry Fishback. All this week with Ron Segi. Today.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
And I'm proud to be.
I just never get tired of hearing that song. We are back live. I'm Ron Segi. And joining us, and I'm proud to call him a friend, even prouder that he considers me one, joining us right now is Lee Greenwood. Hey, Lee, how are you? Welcome to the show again. I haven't chatted in a while.
Thanks, Ron. Great to talk to you again. I'm coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee, where the sunshine is finally out.
Well, there you go. Well, when are you going to come to Orlando when it's always out?
You know, I was just in Orlando recently for Westgate Resorts for their military weekend.
Really?
Gary Sinise and Lieutenant Dan Band. I got to sing with them, and a special song that I will actually sing on the Opry tomorrow night here called Heroes Walk. I will be back in Orlando shortly. I guarantee you, I just love that city. I love seeing you guys when I'm there as well.
Please let me know when you're here again. Please.
I will. Thank you.
Now, for the second year in a row, and you only get invited back when you're really good, okay, and Lee is just that, performed at the 107th Annual First Ladies Luncheon honoring Mrs. Melania Trump in that great room that I've been in many times at the Washington Hilton International Ballroom. Tell us about this, because I saw some of the pictures online. Good crowd, believe me.
Well, first first of all, it was probably 1,796 women. there was actually one man on the dais, and I don't remember his position, but he's the husband of a senator. That's just a guess.
Yeah, I know who you mean.
My wife was with me, and Michael W. Smith and I both performed for the First Lady's Luncheon. This is my second year, as you mentioned. Last year, if you remember, the First Lady had a medical issue and went in the hospital, was unable to be there in attendance. Mrs. Pence took over and took charge of that. She was extremely gracious to us, and as was the First Lady, took pictures with everybody who was performing and out on the staff, and I got to meet her for the very first time. And she's just absolutely charming.
And also the wives of the Supreme Court justices and the president's cabinet, and Susan Pompeo was there. And what I really liked was the picture with you and the two first ladies, Melania and Kim. What a great picture that was.
Yes, my wife is definitely my first lady, and Kim was just in her glory there. She actually, it's funny because she sits at a table amongst the crowd, and she's the first one to jump up with a phone and start taking pictures when I'm on stage. It is so flattering, and I glance at her and just wink, let her know that I love her, and she is so special to accompany me in those kind of events and honor me as well, because she is such a doll.
I can't relate to that, because when my wife comes to my shows, she just says, oh, there he is again, and that's the end of it. Kathy Lee Gifford was there also.
Yes, she has a song that she had actually written as well, and it was performed by a former, am I saying this right, American Idol?
Yeah.
Nicole, great afternoon.
It was hosted by the Congressional Club, which I know you and I are so happy that this event is a bipartisan event for a change. Tell us a little bit about this Congressional Club. But this has been around for a long time, hasn't it, Lee?
Yes, it has. And we have several of the people who have been chairs past for the luncheon. And, of course, after I finally got my invitation to it, I was excited to perform for it the second time. Yes, they have a lot of causes that they support. The United States of America is one of the most powerful nations in the world, and the people who run our country are considered the most powerful men. Well, the power behind the powerful men happens to be the powerful women.
Yeah, sure.
And I met and had pictures with a lot of them, the wives of the cabinet members, Supreme Court judges, Secretary of State. It was just so cool. We're in the hallway, and we're waiting to go on, and they all jump up and say, hey, let's get a picture together. Take a selfie. And
wow.
It was so funny.
You must have had a ball singing. Will you accept my apology by not running down all the things that you've done in a remarkable career? Because we would be here until the 108th annual First Ladies Day Luncheon. What are some of the things you got coming up, Lee? Because every time we talk, you're always reinventing yourself. You know, your book, which I love, and you know that Proud to Be an American, you gave me an advanced copy of it. I've bought two copies already for my grandchildren, and I use it as gifts for other nieces and nephews. It's a great children's book to talk about how proud you should be of our country.
Great. Well, absolutely. I know that book's been out a while. I'll probably end up writing another book later this year. My neighbor happens to be Ken Abraham. He's a world-renowned writer who did Chuck Norris's book, General Schwarzkopf's book, Buzz Aldrin's book, and many others of the top sellers. It's interesting he's across the street from me, and we've talked about that. He just did Randy Travis's book, and he's going to do T.D. Shepherd's book this year. So that's one of the things on my plate. The second is I'm producing a new 20-song CD, all my original songs that I really like. 10 of them have been pre-recorded, and I'm going to record them again so I own the masters. And after 35 years, I own all of my copyrights back. And so I'll release that in the fall. I haven't titled it yet. We went on the Huckabee show and offered the audience of Governor Huckabee to name the CD, to title the CD.
I saw that.
Thousands of requests.
Yeah.
And some really odd ones and some good ones. So we haven't made that decision yet. That's the second thing. The third thing that I'd like to mention is that we're doing a cruise ship for the very first time as the celebrity on the ship. And it's going to be from Fort Lauderdale to Jamaica and Haiti. It's the Royal Caribbean, and my guests are Daly and Vincent, the very excellent bluegrass act that I've worked several times with in the past 3 years. They're unbelievable. So those three things are kind of important. But this year, If you want to pinpoint something that's really cool, coming up this weekend, the first time it's ever been done, I'm singing God Bless the USA at the Indianapolis 500.
Oh.
And the first time I did that was 24 years ago. And the reason I can remember that is because Dalton, who's now 24, was 3 months old when my wife held him in the pace car as we went around the track after I sang. That same afternoon, Ron, I have a jet standing by. I will fly to Charlotte, and I will sing God Bless USA as a military tribute at the NASCAR race, the Coca-Cola 600,
right,
at 5 o'clock. So within 5 hours, I'll be on both races, and that's never been done before.
And I watch both of those races, too. I'm a big car buff. But, you know, you are the guy, ladies and gentlemen. He is the man that sat right in my studio and said, I'm going to slow down a little bit.
How did I say that?
How's that working
Came
out?
On me.
How's that working out, Lee?
Well, you know, every time I think about it, and my wife keeps telling people, oh, he'll never retire. I think what it is there's two things. As you get a little bit older, as you know, your bones start to creak a little, and, you know, I mean, I'm still quite youthful, but
oh, yeah,
I'm paying the price for all my sports that I played for 50 years, and the travel. The travel gets a little bit weary on me. I don't like flying as much as I used to, and so I fly more private than I do commercial. But those are only two things that would be a deterrent to me stopping performing, certainly not the lack of interest in singing.
No, I know that.
I love that. I love being on stage. I love making people happy and inspiring people. So I'll just have to see. If we go year to year, I think I've kind of put a target on it. When I reach 80, I'm going to look at that very closely and see if that's the last year that I'll be on.
Ladies and gentlemen listening, don't believe him. He's going to go far beyond that. Believe me. So don't even believe him, okay? You're going to have him for a long, long time. He's never going to stop. You mentioned about your neighbor being an author. Jay Sekulo is your neighbor also. Do you guys still jam when he plays drums?
You know, he lives not far from me, and of course his show comes live from Franklin, Tennessee, where I live.
Right.
And as a conservative radio talk show host, I go down and visit with him occasionally. Don't play with him because I just don't jam around the house much. I'm just so busy on the road that I prefer to just not play when I'm home.
Sure.
I do go to church and sing, and that helps me. I keep my voice, you know, in shape.
Well, Lee, you need no invitation to come here. And please let me know when you're back in town so that we can get together, because we never get a chance to talk as much as we like to. And like I said before, I go back to when his son that he was talking about was 24, was not even born. That's how long I've known Lee. We can all go to LeeGreenwood.com to know where he's going, and he's going a lot of places. He's like the Energizer Bunny. Lee, it's always good having you here. Now, you're going to promise me you're going to let me know when you're here next, right?
Of course. And check my website and just kind of ring my bell if you see something that I haven't mentioned to you. As I said, I'm in Orlando a couple times this year. I'm at the Villages for July. You know where the Villages are. They're in Leesburg.
I just played the Villages a couple of weeks ago.
Well, I'm 4th of July, Fort Lauderdale. Party on the beach, the 5th of July, the Villages with two shows.
I'll see you over there. I'll come up and see you on the 5th of July, definitely.
Yeah, we're at the Savannah Center.
Yeah, the Savannah Center, right, great place. Lee, thanks for joining us, and we'll be in contact, okay, my friend?
Thank you, Ron, my very best to your wife.
Thanks, Lee. Lee Greenwood has been our guest. He is one of the nicest guys you will ever meet. Thanks, Lee, for being here.
You're welcome, Ron. Always great to talk to you.
And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740.
800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest is part of a show on WeTV. I love that channel. Now it's third year, and I have to be honest with you. This is a very unique new twist on a culinary show because it's not only about food, but it is about drama. And I can't wait to get our guest on because I need to sit him down and teach him a few things because if I don't, he's going to lose everything. Joining us right now is Chef Lawrence Page. Hi, Lawrence. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron. How are you? Thank you for having me, first of all, man. I'm excited to be on your show.
Well, I must tell you, I love this show, but every time I watch it, I'm thinking to myself, I got to get to Lawrence because he's going down a road that's going to be devastating. Okay? For those people who may not know, Lawrence has a very successful business up in Brooklyn, the Pink Teacup, correct?
Yes,
and the Pink Teacup. Now he's, you know, stretching his wings. He's going to go down to Miami near South Beach, and he's going to open up a new one. And he, you know, he's getting all the celebrity clientele and everything he wants, and then sexy new additions to the staff. However, his fiance and restaurant partner, Anna Lavender, is in with him working down here, getting the new organization and the new restaurant open. Meantime, back in Brooklyn, Sandy is managing the original Pink Teacup restaurant. However, Lawrence, listen to me now. However, Lawrence has got something going with Sandy while he's working with his fiance, Anna. All right? Pretty soon, you're going to be eating at that restaurant and not owning that restaurant. You know that.
Well, you know what? I'm managing my life a lot better now.
Oh, thank goodness.
So, you know what I mean? Yeah, things are a lot better now. I'm only dealing with one woman. I've learned my lesson. But you got to watch the TV show Thursday night to see how I changed and how I, you know, I evolved to a really respectable gentleman and a great chef. And I think that's what I'm showing this year on Hustlin' Soul. So you'll definitely see the third season how I've grown and went to the next level. And now it's pretty much about motivation. The thing is that my staff, I don't think they've grown. I think they're still at the same level, constantly arguing and fighting with each other, you know what I mean? So I'm pretty much, you know, trying to manage their lives right now, and I think that's the hardest part.
Well, you know, I have to congratulate you, though, from a marketing standpoint, all right? Doing the show with this love triangle, if you will, was a stroke of genius because there are so many shows dealing with food on television, and you've taken it to a new level and one that has all the ingredients for people tuning in because it's not just, hey, let's make some mashed potatoes and put some gravy on it. I mean, you've got a whole lot of spice going on there, my friend. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what? It's weird because, you know, the show just picking up a lot of legs and a lot of people are starting to, you know, to catch on to it. And they're saying, wait a minute, you're right. This is just not about Lawrence, you know, Chef Lawrence Page cooking because this, you know, this chef is actually on the floor dealing with his fiance, trying to get her to run the business and trying to get these, my fiance brought a couple of strippers in to be servers because she figured that South Beach is the way to go. And you know what? There's lines down the block. It's working. But at the same time, it takes away from me being a chef. So I'm constantly arguing and fighting with her over this. But it's life, because she's a millennial. And she says, look, you're stuck in the old school, baby. Get out of it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you mean, get out of it? So we're constantly battling each other on how to win and become very successful in one of the toughest business in the world. But we're achieving it. But it's tough.
Well, you know, restaurant business is one of the toughest businesses. There's no question about it. It's just a very difficult business, not only to succeed in, just to be in. You know, I do have to give you another piece of advice. If your fiancé is giving you a hard time now, believe me, my friend, it ain't going to get any better once you marry her.
But my mom is teaching me. She says, you know what? The woman always going to be right. Just turn your head and walk away, and you'll be okay.
That's a tough one to handle.
Keep walking away.
Well, what happened to Sandy now?
Dandy's still in the restaurant. She still manages it. You know, she's still doing her thing, but she's going through some things right now, and I think the world need to really understand what she's going through and what she's accomplishing in her life. But what she's doing right now is just different. Am I satisfied with it? Not at all. But you know, they gotta watch it. I gotta let them watch the show to see exactly what she's doing. But she did play a major part of the show. Dandy has a lot of people that love her around the world. The show is getting a lot better and better and better because she's coming out of her character.
Yeah. Hustle and Soul, of course, is the name of the show. It's at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time Thursday nights on WeTV. You know, this pink teacup has been serving food, great soul food, since 1954. Was it in your family or did you buy it from someone?
You know what? No, it was my godfather at first, you know.
Really?
He started it. You know, God bless the dead. He died a few years ago at the age of 96, 97.
Whoa.
His name was Charles Ray, but he started the pink teacup. And I was a little kid running around just watching everybody, you know, going in and out of there. And, you know, he had different family members run it. But after a while, like you said, it's a tough business and no one really wants to run this business because it'll run you into the ground.
Yeah.
So the door is shuttered on it and I opened it back up. But when I opened it back up, it was the toughest thing that I ever did in my life was try to run a restaurant. And it closed on me a few times. I got it back open again and I had to end up filing bankruptcy. So then I got back on my feet again and I learned how to be a better chef. I just learned the restaurant business in and out. Because, you know, it destroyed me when I first got in it.
Yeah,
but I didn't give up. I wouldn't jump back on that bull and grab his horns again.
Good for you. That's great to know, because that's what it takes. A lot of perseverance, hard work, and you apparently have weathered that. I was a little concerned there for a while that you weren't going to make the grade through this last little episode, but you have done that. And that's it. You know, Lauren, when you mentioned the fact that, you know, you have one now in Miami and then one, of course, in Brooklyn, is it difficult? And I've asked this to people who had restaurants and bars to monitor people that could really pilferage from you because you're not there at that one location all the time.
And we're opening one in Atlanta also next month. But so now it's getting more difficult because now it's all about the cameras. Now I'm putting cameras everywhere. Like, you can't even move without those cameras watching you. So, you know, I'm the type of guy, I like to, you know, stay on top of things. So I'm going to be on my phone nonstop, and I'm having people monitor my restaurants nonstop. Like, I got a little office with just the cameras to watch nonstop. So it's like pretty much a manager who just does the cameras, and that he's going to be paid hourly wage. That's his job when he wake up and when he go to bed to check everything out, you know. So for me, that's the safest way for me to do it, to be able to stay in business. And, oh, Chef Lawrence is not in town. Oh, get the liquor, grab the chicken, girl, lock the doors. And then we're not having that.
No, we're not
having that.
And the twins are going to be there too, right, these two guys?
Yeah, the twins are going to be there. They need some work. They're still learning, you know. Man, maybe I need to open up a comedy cellar or something, you know.
There you go. Well, look, it's a great show, Lawrence. It really is. It's on WeTV. It's now in its third season. It's called Hustle and Soul on We, and it's Thursday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific Time, and it stars Chef Lawrence Page. Hey, Lawrence, this is the first time you've been with us, but join us again. You're a hoot, and good luck with the show and the businesses, too. And I'm down in the Miami area. I'm going to stop in and see you.
Thank you. I appreciate everything, man. Thank you for having me, and I hope your listeners watch the show because it's definitely worth watching.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. Thanks, Lawrence.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Our guest has been Chef Lawrence Page. Again, the name of the show is Hustle and Soul, Thursday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific on WeTV. And there's more to come with Ron Seggie today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has begun a state visit to Japan. He's there to work out a trade imbalance between the two countries. He jokingly tells business leaders at a reception in Tokyo, maybe that's why you like me so much.
The relationship with Japan and the United States, I can say for a fact, has never been stronger. It's never been more powerful, never been closer.
He also says there's never been a better time to invest in the United States. More tornadoes are threatening the nation's midsection. WBBM meteorologist Ted Curran.
As we go into places like Kansas and Oklahoma and into Texas, and it's in this area that we have the biggest concern for tornado activity as we go through the day for today. We're also concerned about flooding as these rains have been coming through the same areas over and over again.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
said this and she said that. And before you know it, it blows up fast. It's two drop balls and a slamming door. And you don't even know what you're fighting for.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi today. I like that song. I really do. That's a good song, and the video that matches it is equally great. And it's sung by our next guest, one of country music singer and songwriters that is one busy man these days, our friend John King. Hey, John, welcome to the show. I think this is the first time you've been with us.
It is, Ron. Thank you for having me, man. I'm a huge fan of your work, and I'm honored to be here.
Well, I got to be honest with you. When I first heard this song, it has great words. The video, I mean, is really very compelling. And, they always kid around the comedians about, you know, country songs, and you run it backwards, and everybody gets everything back. But the fact of the matter is the words of that song, and my wife and I were talking about that the other day, are very true. I mean, when you think about it, and, boy, at the end of that video, if you've been arguing with a loved one, you want to make sure that you mend that up. I mean, you really bring the point home, my friend.
Well, man, I appreciate it. That was the whole purpose of writing the song. I mean, I just thought it was a message that needed to be heard. It's a message I've lived through time and time again. And, you know, I mean, obviously one of the hardest things to do, I've been dating my wife since I was 15. We've been married for 5 years, so I've been with her half my life. And, you go through a lot of challenging situations when you're in a relationship with somebody you love. And one of the hardest things to do is to swallow your pride and say you're sorry. So I'm hoping that maybe it helps some people along the way. I feel like the fans are just really loving the message. And I think it's because it's so identifiable and everybody's been there or will be there at some point in their life.
Well, you know, John, I want to take your advice a step further. I have told that exactly to my wife. You should say you're sorry more often to me. And so I'm still working on that. It's a bit of a challenge. just a tad challenge.
Yeah. It doesn't always work as good when you do it that way.
No, it doesn't. Hey, this is a big year for you. You have a daughter, Scarlett, and you're returning to the Grand Ole Opry. You've got a huge tour that's coming up. You got a hectic career that's going on. You got a recent CMA Music Festival contest. This is a great time in your life, is it not, John?
It is, man. It's everything I've ever wanted, man. I grew up in a tiny little mountain town in northeast Georgia, and I dreamed of being a touring artist and a songwriter and get to do this for a living. And here we are doing it. And, you know, I'm so blessed. My family is healthy. We got our baby girl, Scarlett, and my wife. And so I get to take them on the road with me. And when I don't, I'm always, trying to stay connected with them. And the Opry, playing the Opry at the end of this, of June is just a huge honor. CMA Fest, we're about to announce a big show, CMA Fest on June 6th. But, it's just a really great time right now, man. And I'm loving every second of it. I mean, this is what you dream of.
Yeah, that's right. You have cited the fact that your parents had a great influence on you getting into music, which is sometimes unusual because parents always say, why don't you become a doctor or a lawyer or something boring like that? Were they in music?
Well, my mom played piano in our church choir, and my dad was just a music lover. So between their two influences in my life, I just grew up loving music. And my mom taught me a few chords, and that was really kind of all I needed to take off and run with it. And I started writing, had garage bands in high school and stuff. And then we started touring, and before we knew it, we had a little following in the Southeast. Ended up coming up to Nashville, getting my first record deal, touring for real, and just going all over the country. So it just kind of, I knew it was something I wanted to do from an early age, and I think my parents instilling that love for music is really what put the fire to me, and I realized, like, I have to do this. I can't see myself doing anything else.
Yeah, and I'm glad that they gave you that encouragement, too. A lot of parents don't say that, and music is the universal language. Now, you mentioned before about being on the road and touring a lot, and, you know, you're bringing your young family with you. But there are going to be times when you can't bring them with you. You have kind of a unique way of keeping, and a very, I might say, impressive way of always keeping in contact with your family, because a lot of times the guys and girls that are out touring get a little distracted, and you don't. You actually formed a partnership with Straight Talk Wireless to actually make sure that your communications with your wife and little Scarlett are copacetic.
The partnership with Straight Talk has been amazing, man. I FaceTime my family every night when I'm on the road if they're not with me. You know, sometimes we're doing dates on the West Coast or we're flying, or, you know, even in other countries in Canada. This year we'll be in Canada in June, and I'm always trying to FaceTime them and stay in touch. Just Straight Talk makes it so easy to do that. And I also, it's so funny, I love staying, my family, obviously, it's so awesome to stay connected with them, but we just started doing this thing, too, with fans, because I feel like, to me, staying connected with the fans is so important, and it's so important as an artist to keep growing, especially at an early stage in your career, that fan base, and making them just part of what you're doing and have ownership in your career. So I actually gave my number out. I set up a direct line with Straight Talk. They sent me an iPhone. I set up a whole line just for my fans, and they actually can text me anytime they want, and it's really me responding. So I stay connected with them. Between them and the family on the road, I stay pretty busy on the phone. My thumbs get sore at times.
Well, you know, that's a job in itself with all your fans and, of course, your family you want to stay in touch with. That's nice to hear that you do that, though, with FaceTime. That is so important, something that the early touring bands and acts didn't have the option to. So where can we go for information on what you have at Straight Talk so that we can jump on board?
Yeah, if you go check out Straight Talk's website, I mean, there's more, you know, information on their plans they offer, and we're doing the partnership with them. And also check out, you know, my social media. If you go to John King Country on Instagram or Twitter, we're going to be doing posts, and we have a lot of stuff planned for these next few weeks with CMA Fest and with the fans. And so I actually did a post this week of some text messages, some of my favorite ones I've gotten from the fans so far. And it's been awesome, man. It's just been crazy to hear how the song is just changing people's lives and affecting people in a positive way. Like, that was my dream for it when I released it. So we're going to keep doing that. And, we're just really excited about this year. I think it's going to be the best one yet.
That's sensational. I couldn't be happier for you, John. I mean that. Now, if we go to your website, which I assume is johnking.com, can we find out where you're going to be playing, where this tour is taking you, so that if it's near somebody's location that's listening to our show, they'll go, including myself?
Of course, yeah. You go to johnkingcountry.com, and there's a tour tab on there where all our dates are listed. And you know, you can also text me, Ron, and text me and any of the fans listening if you have a question about a show, or you want some backstage passes, or you want to do a meet and greet. If you text me, the number is 706-949-3181, and I'll respond. And I love talking to everybody and getting to know everybody. So please feel free to reach out. And anytime you want to come to a show, just let me know. We'll get you in anytime.
John, you can't ever not do what you're doing right now, because I'm going to tell you something. That's going to keep you in the public eye. That's going to keep you in the public favor for a long, long time. That's a great thing you're doing, and I congratulate you for that, my friend.
Well, Ron, I really appreciate it, man. I'm a big fan of you, and I'm just honored to be here. I really appreciate you having me.
Well, thanks, John. Our guest, a very special man. He really is. John King. You got to check out his new song, Try Saying Goodbye, and check out the video, too. It's sensational. It really is. And go to John King Country. And you'll get a chance to see where he's going to be, in addition to actually being able to contact him and say, hey, John, what are you doing this weekend? John, thanks for joining us, and I'm looking forward to having you back, okay?
Hey, thank you, Ron. I appreciate it, buddy.
And give Scarlett a big hug and kiss for me.
I will, man. Ron, it's so awesome getting to chat with you, man. You're a legend in the radio format, so I really appreciate you having me and making the time.
You're always welcome here, John. Just keep that in mind. Anytime, just give us a holler. John, thanks for joining us. John King has been our guest, and we're going to listen to a little bit more of Try Saying Goodbye.
You said this, and she said that. Before you know it, it blows up fast. It's a teardrop falls in a slamming door. And you don't even know what you're fighting for.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Around the world, you're listening to Ron Seggi today. We're going to be talking about the significance of Memorial Day and some new things that are going to be happening in Washington, D.C. at the National Mall to commemorate Memorial Day. He is the Vice Admiral, U.S. Navy retired, Senior Vice President of Military Affairs for USAA, Vice Admiral John Byrd. Hello, John. How are you? Welcome to the show. It's nice to have you back, my friend.
Well, thank you, Ron. It's great to be back, and I appreciate that very kind introduction.
Well, it's meant. And I say this every time I go out and make a personal appearance someplace. I always say that the two most important assets that we have, actually three, are our children, our first responders, and our military. And if it wasn't for our military, their children would not have any yesterdays, todays, or tomorrow. And I think sometimes that admiration falls short on Memorial Day because people are having fun with barbecues, parades, they're having beer, they're having a good time. But they're not thinking, at least not all of them are thinking, what the significance of Memorial Day is. And I want you to explain it because it has much more credibility coming from a vice admiral.
Ron, very well said, and I couldn't agree more with you in terms of those three important things to our lives. And speaking of the military and Memorial Day is about remembering those members, those Americans, men and women who served our nation and died doing so, who kind of gave the ultimate sacrifice so that we might enjoy Memorial Day and freedom and all the things that come with living in this great country. It dates back actually to the Civil War when we lost so many Americans in that horrible conflict, and people took it upon themselves to decorate the graves of the fallen, and it was called Decorations Day. As we came through time and had more wars, at the end of World War One, it changed and started to be called Memorial Day. And it was made official in 1971 as a national holiday, and we celebrate it as we do on the last Monday in May. And the purpose of the day is to remember the fallen service members who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom and our way of life.
Now, poppies throughout history has really been meaning around how many people we have lost in battle since World War One. 645,000 poppies will be on the National Mall in Washington this Memorial Day weekend, John?
That's exactly right. So the poppy goes back to World War One, and it starts with a military Canadian doctor who wrote in Flanders Field after seeing one of his comrades, close comrades in arms, being buried and seeing the red poppies growing. And so he wrote this beautiful poem. It was picked up by an American woman, Mona Michael, who made it her cause, and the American Legion endorsed it in 1920. Wearing the red poppy became a symbol of remembrance. USAA has put together a wall, the poppy wall, containing 645,000 poppies, representing one poppy for every American who has died in service to our country since World War One.
And this is the second year that you've done this.
That's right, Ron. We did it last year. Did not realize the incredible outpouring there would be, how so many Americans came up, knew little about the poppy, had forgotten, as you said, the true meaning of Memorial Day, but by the time they left that wall and saw those poppies, they were inspired and moved. And so we felt compelled that we should go back to the mall and give that opportunity to even more Americans and continue our journey of reminding people what Memorial Day is all about. So we'll be right next to the reflection pool.
Now, there's a double significance this year because of the 75th anniversary of D-Day in June, right?
That's exactly right. So just down the mall from that location I described is the World War II Memorial, and it is the 75th anniversary of the D-Day on June 6th. So what we're going to do is add a display at the poppy wall showing some footage from D-Day, in particular getting firsthand accounts and testimonial to two paratroopers who jumped behind enemy lines as part of the D-Day invasion.
Something goes through my mind, John, so many times when I see these statistics of deaths when it comes to wars and smaller little fights that we have. Talk about 645,000 lost. So let's say, you know, with everything else going on, boy, you got a million, whatever the case may be. Do you ever sit back and wonder if 1, 2, 10,000, 50,000 of those individuals who lost their life could have been the person that found the cure for cancer or discovered some other revolutionary thing to make our lives better that we'll never know because they were lost fighting for our country? That bothers me when I think about that.
Yeah, Ron, I think that's fair. I think you can also look at it the other way. You can say because those great Americans were willing to sacrifice their lives, maybe others live and enjoy a freedom that allows them to discover that cure for cancer. So I think while it's a tragedy, and I would never make less of that than it is losing mostly young American men and women, I also realize that freedom's not free, And unfortunately, it sometimes has to be paid for with the blood of young Americans. We don't want it. We would certainly look for any opportunity never to send another American in danger. The reality of the world is that that's going to happen, and it has happened. So I share your sentiment, but I just think about their sacrifice enabling others to live a great life and have great discoveries.
I look at movies now differently than when I was younger. I used to watch these war movies and say, these men, they're older fellas. Now I look at them and they're men, but they look like boys. Because I'm older now and everybody looks like a boy or a girl. It's so sad. It really is. It's just, it's a terrible way to gain freedom. The world's crazy and it's never going to stop, like you said. There's a website that we can go to also. Tell us about that, John.
Yeah, so we recognize that most Americans will not be able to visit the poppy wall there on the mall. But at the same time, we realize that most Americans should take a moment to think about men and women lost in combat and service to their country. So we have a website, poppyinmemory.com, where you can go and dedicate a virtual poppy, a digital poppy, for someone who gave their life, family member, somebody you knew, or somebody you've looked up and inspired you from their heroic activity. And you can dedicate a poppy. And this also is a companion piece to getting on social with hashtag honor through action and keep it alive, talking about these great Americans who paid the ultimate price for our freedom.
Everybody should think, as I mentioned earlier, about what this holiday really, really means. And, John, I want to thank you for your service to this country.
Well, thank you, Ron. It was an honor and a privilege, and I really am thankful that I had the opportunity to serve. But I appreciate those kind words.
Vice Admiral John Byrd, U.S. Navy retired, Senior Vice President of Military Affairs for USAA, talking about the true significance of Memorial Day, with poppies returning to the mall for the second year in a row, the National Mall, to commemorate lives lost. Vice Admiral John Byrd. John, thank you so much, and I look forward to having you back, my friend.
Thank you, Ron. Great interview. Appreciate it.
I enjoy talking to him, and he has certainly served our country in a very admirable way, not to use a pun. And there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy Today.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi. I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because It works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but don't go anywhere on this Memorial Day weekend. We have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this first hour, my friend of many years, Lee Greenwood, Chef Lawrence Page from WeTV's Hustle and Soul. He's a trip. Country music sensation John King and Vice Admiral John Byrd talking about Poppy Day on the Mall this weekend, Memorial Weekend in Washington. Next hour from season number 11 of American Ninja Warriors, Matt Eisman, our dear friend in Zuri Hall, will be joining us. Kathy Kleiner talking about the experience she had with killer Ted Bundy. Dr. Sanjay Gupta from CNN's Chasing Life. And Terry Fishback. That's next hour with Ron Segi today.